From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The president, Donald Trump, and North Korea's leader still discussing the possibility of holding a summit, AP Sagarmagani reports.
The president says there's been a solid response to the letter he sent Kim Jong-un last week canceling the meeting, and the White House now says the U.S. continues to actively prepare for what spokeswoman Sarah Sanders calls an expected summit. A top Kim deputy is heading to the U.S., where he will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and an American team that includes senior diplomats and officials from the Pentagon and National Security Council are holding talks with North Korean officials at the DMZ. Sanders says the president will host Japan's prime minister here next week to coordinate their thinking before the summit. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israeli military planes carried out airstrikes Tuesday in the Gaza Strip, targeting positions of the militant group Islamic Jihad. The strikes came hours after the Israel Defense Forces said militants in Gaza fired at least 25 mortar shells toward several sites in southern Israel. The IDF statement said most of the projectiles were intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system, but three soldiers were wounded, raising the chances of further Israeli retaliation. Federal prosecutors are investigating the shooting deaths of two police officers and a third person in the eastern Belgian city and what police suspect was a terror attack. The gunman shot the officers in the morning outside a cafe on a major thoroughfare before fleeing. The shooter was killed by police, and he had been released from prison on Monday, according to Belgian broadcaster RTBF. This is VOA News. The U.S.